发现连接世界的入口
Interesting story today.
发现英语学习的秘密
Hello everyone, 大家好
十年英语教学专业中外团队听说读写练全方位课程设计经典口语地道发音最简语法听力阅读英语 PK 台有趣的免费英语课带你精雕细刻学英语
第三个连读技巧叫 Omission
为每一个学英语的你打造的专属课堂北京外语广播 FM92.3 周一到周日午两点晚十点微信公众号英语 PK 台每日课堂文本推送全国听友直播互动海量学习干货免费下载
Welcome and enjoy the show
攻克语言连接世界
学英语靠自己这里有良师这里有益友与懒惰分道扬镳与学习相濡以沫
Practice makes perfect Let's go
英语 PK 台一起学起来朋友们下午好欢迎收听北京外语广播 FM92.3 正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台我是主持人晶晶欢迎大家收听今天的周一读美文欢迎出我们的嘉宾 Judy 老师
Hello everyone, good afternoon and happy Mondays
问候大家清凉夏日希望大家在周一的时候也有一份清凉的好心情那不如就到我们这里来读一读英语美文吧英美文学的泛读课我们给大家选取了非常丰富的阅读材料今天的这篇文章呢也挺有趣的名字叫做 The Dreamer
Yeah, The Dreamer by J.J. Jacobs or W.W. Jacobs
雅各布雅各布斯
Let's call him Jacobs
这个中文名字呢咱们把它叫做做梦人做梦Having dreams, 每天晚上大家都要做梦啊。
Do you have dreams every night?
我们也很有趣啊，想要很有兴趣，想了解一下大家，就是有没有过这种情况？比如说你晚上做梦，哎，梦到一件事情，没几天以后呢，它发生了。
Yeah, I sometimes have that, but honestly, my dreams are in general pretty weird, so they're never really related to reality. Only...On a few occasions, then usually when I'm thinking a lot about someone, then I dream about someone telling me something about that person.、Oh,
刚才我们在这个视频直播的花絮里面、啊、就聊到了 Judy 老师说他晚上有时候经常会做一些奇奇怪怪的梦。那当然很多人的梦境都是奇怪的，我们不能用语言去解释。
Everyone.
但是他老梦到有人在梦中呢给他讲一些事情或者是教他。给他一些 suggestions, advice,、
yeah.
教他如何去处理当下比较复杂的事儿。
But I'm basically just gossiping in my dreams about people because in real life I don't do that enough, I think. So that's maybe like the thing I do in my dreams. I prefer、to keep it very private.
嗯，我想一下，我觉得在我的梦中呢，我经常是梦到啊，去一些很漂亮的地方玩儿。
That's great!
啊，就是经常就是，哎呦，去到一个地儿，哇，这地儿风景挺好的。
啊、oh, wow,
去到另外一个地方哇这个地方的风土人情也不错所以我感觉我其实没有太多必要出去旅行经常在梦里啊
yeah, You save a lot of time and money with doing that
对挺好的
Very good.
经常看到那些风景哇塞真是太美了太美了觉得不想醒来啊
But what kind of areas are that? Are there mountains or something else?
通常都是有山有水
Okay.
啊，有的地方呢主要是一些自然景观
And did you ever go there? Or?
从来没去过就像你说的一些 strangers, 我梦到的是一些 strange places. 反正每个人的梦境我相信都很有趣了哈。
Definitely, definitely. Wow, Jingjing, I'm a bit jealous at your dreams now, you know that?
哎我也是经常说该旅行了啊就做个梦吧然后梦里旅行。好玩哈是好玩今天这个梦境啊更好玩。今天这个梦境讲的什么呢是说一位厨师一位 cook。
Yeah.
他在船上工作啊。
Yeah, it's a story about a cook who works at a ship. And he works as a chef on a ship.
一个船上的厨子他呢有一种预言的超能力。他能够晚上在梦中啊就预见着未来能发生的事情屡试不爽。
Yeah, he has a gift. He can predict the future with his dreams. So that means that every night he dreams something and those dreams often come true.
好有一天呢有一位啊不愿结婚的小伙子叫 Joseph、mm-hmm. 他就请这个厨师就说哎您得帮帮我的忙
Yeah
因为呢我这个婚事啊我不想结
Yeah Joseph really doesn't want to marry a girl on the mainland who is waiting for him He really doesn't want to
但是我又不知道怎么跟这个女孩说
He's afraid to tell her though Guys, be direct. Just talk about your feelings.
你看看
I was so mad when I read this.
又让朱迪老师愤怒了这件事情。
Always, it's the case. Yeah, it's not her, it's me.
All kinds of excuses.
Indeed, just excuse it. Just say it.
Please be direct.
Indeed.
Be frank.
Yes, but anyway, that we're losing track of the story.
好了
Joseph doesn't want to marry the girl, so he asked the chef for a favor.
好，他就说，哎呀，厨师啊，我拜托您帮忙，您做一个不好的梦，这样一下呢，就证明我们以后啊，肯定是关系不好。这样呢，我就有理由告诉那姑娘啊，就说你看，你看看，这个梦都是这么说的了，肯定以后不行，那咱就婚就别结了。
Yeah, he asks the cook.Hey, can you dream like that our marriage is going to fail and that it's something terrible will happen if we should marry, so that she will believe it and doesn't want to marry me anymore?
好 so we
so
don't、
mean.
want, so we don't want to spoil the story. 我们就不再剧透了哈
No, we won't, we won't.
哎，后来会发生什么呢？今天这个故事啊，是一个真真正正的 dreams come true 的故事 but it's not a good dream come true though.
No, unfortunately, it's more of a nightmare.
一个梦想成真的故事，但是不是什么好梦想。一起来听今天的故事，《The Dreamer》。
The Dreamer by W.W. Jacobs. The only other dream...I know of that came true was from the cook of a bark I was aboard of once. He was silly, pasty-faced sort of old chap, always giving education to sailor men who didn't believe in it. One night, when we were homeward bound from Sydney to London, he suddenly sat up in his bunk and laughed so loud that he woke us all up.What's wrong, Cookie? Says one of the chaps. I was dreaming, says the cook. Such a funny dream. I dreamt old Billy Foster broke his leg. Well, what is there to laugh at in that? Says old Bill, very sharp. It was a funny dream, says the cook. You looked so comic with your leg doubled up.Under you can't imagine. We went off to sleep again and forgot all about it. Only 3 days afterwards, poor Bill did fall and break his leg. But the cook was not surprised. My dreams always come true, he said. It's a gift, and being tender-hearted, it worries me terrible sometimes.He was going on like that, taking credit for a pure accident. I don't want to talk about it, he says, because it frightens people. After that dream about Bill, the cook had dreams pretty near every night and talked little bits of them in his sleep. When we asked him about them the next morning, he'd always shake his head and say,Never mind. Sometimes he'd mention a chap's name in his sleep and make him nervous for days.
好，大家刚才看一下文本哈，发现了这个作者的写作呢，有很多 oral English 的写作方式。
Yeah, he really uses very oral English and not only a normal oral English, so to say. No, it's the kind of English they talk on a ship. So you should imagine there's this bunch of guys being stuck together for months on a ship. It's like the beginning 19th century or something, like pretty long time ago. And they're all a bit tough and rough, so...They don't really talk the standard upper class English, so to say.
所以这就是作者对于细节的把握。他专门用的是水手的语言、
mm-hmm.
啊，就比较的一些简略、啊、
yeah,
或者是粗简。
A little bit of tough guy talk, I always say.
很有趣，我们来看一下。
The only other dream I know of that came true.Was from the cook of a bark I was aboard of once.
The only other dream. 另一个啊，我所知道的另一个呢，梦想成真的例子 that come true 就是成真了，是来自哪儿呢？是发生在啊 from the cook of a bark. Bark 是 船。
Yeah, a bark is an old-fashioned word for boat.
For 老词语、mm-hmm. 船的一个老词儿。The cook 是厨师。注意啊，厨师不是 cooker。
Yeah.
厨师是 cook.
Now, a cooker is a machine to cook rice in, for example.
对了、cooker 呢是炊具了。Cook 是厨师。是我曾经呢、I was abroad. Abroad 就是什么跟我。
Yeah, he was aboard a ship. That means on board of a ship. But aboard is another way of saying on board of. So on the ship.
对，其实就是在船上。这个 on board 就是在船上了。Mm-hmm. 这曾经有一次啊，是发生在跟我同船的一个厨师身上。这人呢特别有趣。
Yeah, so this story is being told by someone who is just, you know, sitting with his mates, telling stories.
对。
And now we just drop in his conversation.
什么水手们啊，出租车司机啊，总是有很多故事要说哈、啊
mm-hmm.
有很多故事可以讲。这是一个什么样的厨师呢？
He was a silly, pasty-faced sort of chap.
哦，有点傻傻的。
Yeah.
有点傻傻的。但是呢，他的 pasty-faced, 脸色呢是比较苍白的。
Yeah, if someone is pasty-faced,someone is looking very pale in an unhealthy way, and yeah, looking very sickish and dirty.
Old chap, 就是说
Yeah, chap is just another word for guy, fellow, young man.
一个家伙吧，他是这么样的一个家伙。而且他总是呢 giving education to sailor, 总是呢爱跟水手们说教。
Yeah, he liked to be the 老师 on board, like, because he thought he knew everything better than everyone.
但是呢，他教育水手们，但没有水手真正的去听他的话，也没有人去信服他。
Yeah, he was always giving education to sailormen who didn't believe in it.
好，直到一天晚上。
One night, when we were homeward bound from Sydney to London.
好 ,homeward, 朝什么方向？朝家的方向，也就是返航的途中。
Yeah.
Homeward bound.
Yeah, in the direction of home, which was for them, London.
从悉尼回伦敦和回伦敦的这个返航的途中啊，这位作者呢是英国作家。
He suddenly sat up in his bunk and laughed so loud that he woke us all up.
他突然间是大笑着从他的这个铺位上坐了起来。
Yeah, he sat up in his bunk bed. Well, a bunk bed is a bed that is like, how do you say that? Like, it's a bed on top of another bed, on top of another bed.
上下铺呗，就是船上的这个船舱当中的这种上下铺啊，水手的舱位叫做 bunk。
Yeah, and he was just laughing. He laughed so loud that he woke us all up.
然后他把我们所有的人都吵醒了。说大晚上的哈，从床上坐起来笑。
Mm-hmm. What's wrong, Cookie? Says one of the chaps.
好，这里的 Cookie 是什么意思呢？可能是对这个 Cook 的一个昵称吧。
Yeah, they gave him a nickname, a 昵称 like Cookie.
哎，说小饼干，他叫他小饼干。What's wrong, Cookie? 因为他是 Cook, 所以大家叫他 Cookie. 如果你叫 Jack, 大家叫你 Jackie, 是一个意思。
Indeed, if your name is Judith, they call you Judy.
like Judy. 然后其中一个人就问到，说哈，又来了 Chap, Chap 就是小伙子。
I was dreaming, says the cook.
我刚刚在做梦呢。
Such a funny dream.
哎呀，这个梦真是太逗了，很有趣。
I dreamt old Bill Foster broke his leg.
我梦到这个老比尔·福斯特呀，摔断了腿。
Well, what is there to laugh at in that? Says old Bill, very sharp.
这个时候老比尔就听到了哈，真的有这样一个人哈，他就说，这有什么可笑的？叫 What is there to laugh at in that?
Yeah. It was funny in my dream, says the cook.
可是这事儿在我梦里很有趣啊。
You looked so comic when, with your leg doubled up under you. You can't imagine.
他就描述了一下呀、啊、这个老比尔摔断腿的样子啊是什么样子呢，他说你看上去特别的 comic.
Yeah, you look so funny. You looked hilarious. You made me laugh.
哦，很有喜感，叫做 comic. When your leg doubled up 是什么意思？
Well, if something is doubled up,It's snapped in two pieces, basically. So it's like, you would imagine like folded or something, but it's not. Like, if something is doubled up, it's split in two parts.
哦，就是说呢，腿是什么呀？折叠的或者是蜷缩着的，叫 double up，
嗯，
分成两半了哈，叫折叠蜷缩。哎，你的腿啊，一只腿那么蜷缩着，特别有喜感啊，你无法想象了。他看见了，你看不见，所以他觉得很好笑。
We went off to sleep again and forgot all about it.
然后我们大家都重新去了 ,went off to sleep again, 重新去睡觉了，然后就把刚刚发生的一切呢就都忘记了。
Only 3 days afterwards,
仅仅在三天之后
,poor Bill did fall and break his leg.
可怜的老比尔果然是摔跤了，同时呢 ,break his leg。摔断了一条腿。
The cook was not surprised.
这厨师并没有感觉到很惊讶。
My dreams always come true, he said.
他非常自信地说，我的梦总是能成真。
It's a gift. And being tender-hearted, it worries me terrible sometimes.
这可是一种天赋。Gift 是礼物，在说到人的时候，它指的是一种上天给你的礼物，那就是天赋了。
Yeah, it's something that you are born with, a talent that you're naturally like having when you, since you are born, that's a gift.
后面这个短语也很好，叫 tender-hearted, 心很柔软的。
Yeah, that you're very sensitive and very sensible and very, you know...feeling a lot of empathy for people all the time.
心肠柔软的叫做 tender-hearted. 你知道我是一个心肠很软的人，所以说这种天赋呢 worries me terrible sometimes, 令我非常的烦恼。
He was going on like that.
他一直是这样的。
Taking credit for a pure accident.
把一些纯粹的意外呢都归功到自己身上，叫 taking credit.
Yeah, he was like, if you take credit for something, you receive praise and you want to receive praise and admiration of people for something that you have done or something that you pretend to have done.
所以呢，他就说，
I don't talk about it, he says.
我不打算谈论这些的。
Because it frightens people.
主要是怕吓到你们。
After that dream about Bill...The cook had dreams pretty near every night and talked little bits of them in his sleep.
哎呦，就自打那次梦到比尔这摔断腿的事情以后啊，这厨师是几乎每天晚上都会做类似的梦。Pretty near every night. 但是呢，他在做梦的时候啊，都会说一些相关的梦话，就是 talk bits of them.In his sleep.
He talked like little parts of his dream he said out loud. So talking in your sleep means to say out loud something that happens in your dream, something that you say in your dream.
对，就说出来了。其实我们可能有人要说梦话，我觉得哈。
嗯，
但是我们可能自己不知道。
Everyone talks in his or her sleep once in a while. Like, I remember once my sister was talking in her sleep.And she said something so funny. I still have to laugh about that. She was just sleeping and then suddenly she was like, Yeah, I would like a cup of coffee. Milk, please. No sugar. And I was like, It's 3 a.m. How can you want coffee right now?
有一次是听到你妹妹在说梦话。
Yeah, it was so funny.
在凌晨三点钟的时候
说。She doesn't even like coffee in real life, so this was really weird.
啊，这就奇怪了哈。妹妹说什么？请给我来一杯咖啡。要牛奶，不要加糖。
Yeah.
事实上，生活中妹妹是不喝咖啡的。
No, she never. So I was really, still bullying her with that.
所以人是很奇怪的生物。
Yeah.
是不是？
It's really weird, like,
白天别人跟你展示的所思所想未必见的是他真正的自己。
I wonder what that means, you know? Like, something simple, like her wanting coffee suddenly while she doesn't like coffee. What does that mean?
就很有趣哈。然后我们就问这个老比尔说，我们说
After that dream about Bill, the cook had dreams pretty near every night and talked little bits of him in his sleep.When we asked him about them the next morning, he'd always shake his head and say, never mind.
所以说我们第二天早上就问他说，哎，您做什么梦了呀？那梦里说什么了呀？他总是摇着头啊， always shake his head, 摇头说，never mind, 没事了，没事了。
Sometimes he'd mention a chap's name in his sleep and make him nervous for days.
但是如果有的时候他在梦话中提到了我们当中某个人的名字，哎呀，这个人要紧张好几天。
Yeah, that makes sense, right? Like, they were all scared, like, oh god, the cook dreamt about me. Now something bad is going to happen to me, just like to Bill.
好有趣啊，有这样的一个 chap 在自己的船舱当中。
Yeah.
The only chap that seemed to show any good feeling for the cook since was a young feller named Joseph Meek. A steady young chap who was...going to be married to old Billy Foster's niece as soon as we got home. Nobody else knew about it, but he told the cook all about it one quiet night. He said she was too good for him, but he couldn't get her to see it. My feelings have changed, he says. Eh, perhaps they'll change again, says the cook, trying to comfort him.Joseph shook his head. No, I've made up my mind, he says, very slowly. I'm young, and besides, I can't afford it. But how? How to get out of the marriage? I don't know. Couldn't you have a dream again for me? What do you mean?says the cook. Do you think I make my dreams up? No, no, certainly not, says Joseph. But couldn't you do it just for once? Have a dream that me and Emily are killed a few days after the wedding? Just dream we are killed. She might believe it. It took him 3 days and a silver watch chain to persuade the cook,But he did it at last.
其他的小伙呢都不敢跟这个 cook 多怎么样啊。
Yeah.
就有一个小伙子想心里想说怕是有求必应吧。我一定要让他做个梦帮我改变一下命运。
Yeah, there was only one guy aboard the ship who was trusting the chef, who was trusting the cook that he was speaking the truth. The only chap that seemed to show any good feeling for the cook since...was a young feller named Joseph Meek.
好，从那以后呢，唯一一个对厨师啊表现出好感的人，就是一位叫做 Joseph Meek 的一位年轻人。
Yeah, a steady young chap who was going to be married to old Bill Foster's niece as soon as we got home.
一个 steady 呢，就是说一个性格比较沉稳的。
Yeah, it's very stable, very calm, very, sensible person.
对。他是什么个情况吧？他这样的，他是要和马上就要和这个老比尔，就是那个摔断腿的那个老比尔的侄女 niece， 就要结婚了。两人就是只要回到伦敦以后呢，他马上就要结婚了。
Nobody else knew it，
别的人都不知道这件事儿。
But he told the cook all about it one quiet night，
就说他没把这事儿跟任何人说过。但是呢，就在一个安静的晚上，他把这事儿完完整整的就告诉了这厨师。
He said she was too good for him, but he couldn't get her to see it.
好 ，he 是谁说的？是谁
？Joseph。
对 ，Joseph 就说呀，他说他觉得那女孩呢，就是 was too good for him。
Yeah，
就对他来说呢，就是太怎么了一点哈，自己有点配不上他。
Yeah， my feelings have changed。He says，
但是呢，他没有办法让那个对方啊理解到这一点，是吧？所以 Joseph 实际上是不太想。
Yeah, Joseph actually, I think he's a coward. He just doesn't want to commit. He just doesn't want to settle.
对他有点胆怯了 ，Joseph。Joseph 是不太想，他就是觉得。
Yeah, he says I don't want to get married. My feelings have changed. He says，
他说我对他的感觉已经发生了变化。他就跟这个老厨师说哈。
Perhaps they'll change again, says the cook.
或许哪一天又变了呢？这 cook 就安慰他说。
It's a very simple, solution right there. Like, I don't want to. Maybe you'll think about it differently later.
Like, 自己都没有想清楚啊。
Joseph shook his head. No, I've made up my mind.
可是这个时候 Joseph 就摇了摇头，说不会的。 我已经下决心了。哎，看这个短语 make up one's mind.
Yeah, if you make up your mind, you make a decision or a choice about something difficult, something that is bothering you.
对，就是做决定啊。
Mm-hmm.
啊，下拿主意啊，已经定了，叫 make up my mind, he says. 大家看所有的 says 都是 S-E-S.
Yeah, all the says are written as S-E-S. That means they really pronounce it as says.
对，好，然后
I'm young, and besides, I can't afford it. But how to get out of the marriage, I don't know.Couldn't you have a dream again for me?
你看，他就属于自己呢，想逃避这个事情。
It's all excuses. He just wants to travel around, not marry, not having the family, etc. He just said yes too quickly, and now he's afraid to tell it directly to the girl.
我还年轻啊，而且呢，我也负担不起呢。你看看 ，I cannot afford it. 我也承受不起，我也负担不起这桩婚事啊，对不对？但你看，要如何要 get out of the marriage， 而如何避免它发生呢？我还不知道。所以，您能不能再为我做个梦呢
？I don't know. I don't know. Well, how about just telling her, guy? Oh,
所以说呀，所以说，在这里我们会发现 ，Joseph 已经在开始用自己的想法影响他的未来了。
Yeah,
his
own thoughts are already.Influencing his future.
他已经在考虑自己的未来。那么考虑的这个过程就说明他已经在用自己的想法用自己的心念影响着自己未来的事情了。
What do you mean? Says the cook.
你什么意思啊？厨师问他说。
Do you think I make my dreams up?
你什么意思？你觉得我那些梦都是我编的啊？
No, no, certainly not, says Joseph.
啊、不不不当然不当然不我们看 make up, 编造。
But couldn't you just、do it just for once?
那您就不能再为我就再编这一次吗
?Have a dream that me and Emily are killed a few days after the wedding?
这家伙想的什么呀整天都。想了一个什么您就梦见哎梦见我跟 Emily 在婚礼后的几天就被杀害了 are killed a few days after the wedding. 你看他不想点好啊。
Yeah, he really thought about this. Just dream we are killed.
您就梦见我们被杀了就行了。
She might believe it.
他可能会相信的。
It took him 3 days and a silver watch chain to persuade the cook, but he did at last.
他就这样去劝说人家那厨师，劝啊劝啊，劝了多久啊？劝了整整三天。
For 3 whole days, he was like pushing, "Can you please help me? Can you please help me?"
人家那歌里唱的三天三夜，三天三夜，非得劝个三天三夜哈 3 days， 然后还付出了一条银表链的代价 ，silver watch chain， 还金钱贿赂了一下他。
Yeah, a watch chain is like that metal chain that is stuck to a pocket watch.
To persuade the cook， 最后呢，反复的劝说，然后人家 cook 呢才答应了。哎，我们来看这个短语啊，就是刚才我们遇到了 make up one's mind， 后面又来了一个 just make that up。
Yeah, make up your mind and make up something. It's not the same.
是不一样的。
Yeah, if you make up something, then you lie about something. You just, yeah, think of a story to tell and you pretend that it's truly happened.
对 ,make up something 的意思呢是你编造一些什么东西。
Yeah,、but if you make up your mind, that was to make a decision about something very important.
如果你是 make up your mind, 你的想法呢它就不是编造了而是下决定的意思。它还有一个意思是弥补自己的所作所为。反正啊，这个 make up 意思是挺多的哦。还有 make up 就是化妆。
Yeah, also that and to kiss and make up. That's also an expression that is like to when you had a fight with your boyfriend or girlfriend.
对
，you can do something to kiss and make up. You do something nice for each other to make the relationship good again.
对，还有就是 就是化妆嘛 ，make up 也是
make up obviously。
所以这个 make up 的短语真的很多。
Yeah.
但你看化妆这意思是不是编造？编造一个假的容貌叫化妆。
To make up for something, yes, to make something right is also like an expression. So if you did something wrong and then you do something well to make up for it.
嗯，有个化妆品品牌叫 Make Up Forever， 是吧？所以这个短语值得一记哈，值得一学。好，接下来的段落了。
One night, old Bill was watching him from his bunk bed when the cook began to talk in his sleep. And the very first words made Bill sit up. There you go, says the cook. Emily Foster and Joseph Meek. And there's old Bill, good old Bill, going to give the bride away. How happy they all look, especially Joseph. Old Bill...put his hand to his ear and leaned in out of his bunk.
There you go, says the cook. But what is that horrible thing with claws hanging over Joseph?
Poor Bill nearly fell out of his bunk and lay there as pale as death, listening.
Oh no, it's Joseph and Emily, stark and stiff, and they've only been married a week.Oh, awful they look. Oh.
He woke up and saw old Bill staring at him. You've been dreaming, cook, says Bill in a trembling voice.
Have I?
Says the cook. About Joseph and my niece, says Bill.
Oh, promise me you won't tell Joseph, Bill.It would only make him miserable and wouldn't do any good.
I don't know so much about that, says Bill.
If they didn't marry, it couldn't happen, could it?
Oh, don't talk foolish, says the cook.
They must marry. I saw it in my dream.
Well, we'll see, says Bill. I'm gonna have a quiet talk with Joseph about it.And see what he says. I ain't a-going to have my poor gal murdered.
One night, old Bill was watching him from his bunk bed when the cook began to talk in his sleep.
好，哎呀，这就紧张了哈，开始做梦了，开始做梦了。有一天晚上，老比尔呢，开始啊，从自己的铺位上啊，就看着这个厨师，为什么呢？因为 the cook 开始说梦话了。
And the very first words made Bill sit up.
这第一句话呀，这第一个词呢，就让这个老比尔是马上坐了起来。Sit up 就是坐直了身体。
There they go, says the cook.
哎，这是啥意思啊 ？There they go.
Yeah.So he's probably talking about Joseph and Emily.
就是说
Emily Foster and Joseph Meek.
这个 there they go 是不是说他们来了 or、
yeah.
他们走了 or something 是他们看、
yeah.
他们
Yeah, just look at them. Look at them going.
Look at them. 你看看 there they go. 因为我们通常都会说 here you go.、
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Oh, there he is.
Exactly.
你看看他 there he is. 看他。There they go. 你看看他俩，看他俩，这不就是 Emily Foster 和 Joseph Meek 吗
？And there's old Bill, good old Bill, going to give the bride away.
哟，这还有老比尔呢。哎呀，这个多好的人啊 ，good old Bill， 却要把自己的新娘送走。Going to give the bride away. Give something away. 把什么东西送出去。
How happy they all look.Especially Joseph.
哎，你看看，这 Joseph 多开心，多快乐呀！他俩在一起的时候 ，How happy they all look, especially Joseph.
Old Bill put his hand to his ear and leaned out of his bunk.
很有趣哈，就是把某人的手放在
to his ear
耳朵边儿
，Yeah，
然后 lean out 就是半个身子都探出去了。探出去自己的 bunk, 自己的铺位上了，就想什么侧耳细听啊。
There they go, says the cook again. But What is that horrible black thing with claws hanging over Joseph?
你看看，您瞧瞧他们 ，There they go， 多好啊的一副场面，是不是？哎呀，那是什么啊 ？What's the horrible black thing with claws hanging over Joseph？ Horrible black thing， 那个可怕的黑色的东西，而且还是带着什么爪子的。Claws.
Claws. So, you know, the paws of a wild animal, such as a tiger or even a cat, that's called claws.
那个爪子啊，尖爪子叫做 claws. Hanging over 是什么？是悬在 Joseph 头上的那个可怕的黑色的爪子是什么呀？
Poor Bill nearly fell out of his bunk.
听到这句话。可怜的比尔差点从铺位上摔下来呀、啊、
And lay there as pale as death.
然后是呆呆地躺在那儿 As pale as death.、
Yeah.
就像什么脸色像死人一样的苍白。
Listening. Oh no! It's Joseph and Emily! Stark and stiff!
我的天哪 Oh boy, 这可不是 Joseph 和 Emily 吗他们已经好，这里有两个 S 开头的形容词，一个是 stark。
Yeah, something that is stark is very like flat, very pale, very lifeless.
就是什么，没有什么身体的征象了，
yeah.
叫 stark。然后 stiff 是那个身体已经僵硬了。
And they've only been married a week.
您看看，他们可才刚刚结婚一个星期呀、啊。
Oh, how awful they look! Oh, 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 oh!
看起来真的是太惨了。然后 awful 啊，然后他就开始在那儿感叹说：“哎呀，哎呀，
yeah.
太惨了。
”He was a 天
哪，天
哪，
哎，好几个天哪，这可怎么办呢？ Mm-hmm. 看来这个厨师怕是真的梦到了一些什么。
Was it a real dream or a fake dream? That is the question, huh?
到底是不是个真的梦啊?
He woke up and saw old Bill staring at him.
这个时候他醒了过来, wake up, 就发现这个老比尔啊,在盯着他看。
You've been dreaming, cook, says Bill.
你一直在做梦吧,厨师。
In a trembling voice.
哦,他是这么说的,您一直在做梦吧,厨师。
Jing Jing can say that so well.
他是用颤抖的声音说，您刚才一直在做梦吧。
I'm afraid I cannot do that as well as Jing Jing. So
try it.
No. Have I? Says the cook.
是，我有吗？啊，厨师说我有吗？
About Joseph and my niece, says Bill.
就是关于我的侄子 Joseph 和我的侄女儿。
I think Jing Jing has a new talent.Promise me you won't tell Joseph, Bill. It would only make him miserable, and it wouldn't do any good.
比尔，你要答应我，你答应我啊，你千万别告诉约瑟夫，因为这只会让他感到痛苦 ，make him miserable, and it wouldn't do any good. 也不会有任何的好处的。
I don't know so much about that, says Bill.
比尔说。我倒是不太清楚您这是到底是个什么意思啊 I don't know so much about that. 因为比尔好像不太知道。
Bill is thinking something. He's like, okay, so the cook dreamt that my niece is going to get killed if she marries Joseph. So what if she doesn't marry Joseph?、
Mm. Joseph didn't reveal this, his feelings to Bill, actually.
No, Joseph never talked to Bill. So Bill doesn't know that Joseph's...Like, thoughts have changed.
对，老比尔其实不知道约瑟夫内心是个什么想法，因为他只对厨师吐露了这件事。
If they didn't marry, it couldn't happen, could it?
他马上说，哎，那要是他们不结婚的话，这事情不就不会发生了吗？对不对？ It couldn't happen, could it? Could it? 一个反问句，是吗？
Don't talk foolish, says the cook.
别说傻话。Don't talk foolish. Talk foolish. 别说那些傻话。
They must marry. I saw it in my dream.
他们肯定会的，因为我在梦中啊，都看到了。
Well, we'll see, says Bill.
那 We will see 的意思呢，不是说我们看见哈。
Yeah, 我们看着办。
哎，对。We will see, 我们再说吧。啊，我们看着办吧。好不好？
I'm going to have a quiet talk with Joseph about it and see what he says.
这样吧，我会跟这个约瑟夫呢，非常平静的 have a quiet talk. 非常好。
Yeah, I had to have a quiet talk about something with someone.
对，我和他平静地聊聊这件事情，咱好好聊聊，然后我再听听他是怎么说的。毕竟呢
I ain't going to have my poor gal murdered.
I'm not going to have my poor gal. Gal, 这是我的侄女，我的可爱的女孩。毕竟我可不让我可怜的侄女被 murdered 了。
Yeah, he's afraid. He's super afraid that something will happen to his niece because he loves his niece, right?
更重要的是 he broke his leg. 他是摔断过腿的。
So he does believe the cook.
他是相信这个厨师的。然后这一切又让他听到了。
He had a quiet talk with Joseph. Joseph wouldn't hear of it at first. But at last, he said, they would tell Emily and let her decide.Joseph doubted if he had done the right thing, especially 2 weeks later when they arrived in London and he saw Emily waiting for him at the docks. She was beautiful and perfect in her demeanor. They'd make a splendid couple. Why on earth had he opened up to the cook about his doubts in marrying her?Well, after Bill and Joseph told Emily back in their apartment in London, she got up with a shiver.
It's all nonsense,
says Joseph, suddenly starting up.
True love would run the risk. I ain't afraid.
It's too much to ask a gal, says Bill, shaking his head.
I couldn't dream of it, says Emily.What's the use of being married for a week? Look at Uncle's leg. That's enough for me.
They all talked at once then, and Joseph tried all he could to persuade Emily, but it was no good. Emily said eventually she wouldn't marry him in a million years. To that, Joseph made a...choking noise in his throat and got up. He turned around and stared at them one last time.
Good night, all,
he says, and he leaves.
He had a quiet talk with Joseph. Joseph wouldn't hear of it at first, but at last he said that they would tell Emily and let her decide.
然后他就聊了呗，他就去找到 Joseph.
Yeah, they talked together.
找到了 Joseph, 然后就去跟他平静地说了说这件事情。然后 Joseph 起初呢 wouldn't hear of it at first.什么叫做 hear of it? 听不进去吗?
Joseph didn't want to know. He did not want to talk about it. He didn't want to hear anything about it. He did not even want to think about the idea of Bill.
Oh, Joseph 一开始他都根本听都不想听这件事情。
Yeah.
为什么?
Because he was like, yeah, this is so wrong. Because like, we're going to lie to Emily. But secretly, he was like, okay, my plan is working. So I have to pretend I don't want this. So that Bill...doesn't think that it's all my plan.
其实他是装的、
yeah.
因为他心里知道哦，我的计划成功了、
mm-hmm.
但实际上呢他又假装说哎呀我不听我不听
yeah, he's basically,
我不听这件事情
He's pretending he doesn't want to know about this plan. Well, this is going according to the plan completely、
啊、好，最后呢假装劝了半天以后 Joseph 就说那这样吧，那咱们把这件事情呢 tell Emily and let her decide。
Yeah.
那我们告诉 Emily, 让她自己来决定好不好?
Joseph doubted if he had done the right thing.
然后 Joseph 这个时候就怀疑自己到底有没有做对事儿呢?
Especially 2 weeks later.
尤其是在2周以后啊。
When they arrived in London,
当他们已经到达伦敦了。
And he saw Emily waiting for him at the docks.
Dock 就是码头，他看见啊，哟 ，Emily 已经在码头上等他了。
She was beautiful and perfect in her demeanor.
你看她是那么的美丽，那么的完美，那么的 in her demeanor. Demeanor 就是她的举止是那么的优雅。
They'd make a splendid couple.
他俩完全可以成为完美的一对，是不是 ？Splendid couple. 这个时候 ，Joseph 什么后悔了
？Yeah, now he regrets. He just had to see the girl, and then he regrets.
对呀，那船在船上吧，就胡思乱想，一见到人，哎呀，挺好的。
Why on earth had he opened up to the cook about his doubts in marrying her?
他到底发了什么神经病啊 ？Why on earth?他就问他自己说，我到底发什么神经，我要 open up, open up, 这是对谁倾吐。
I really like how that word sounds, 神经病。Like, it sounds so, you know, it's just like 麻烦 or 糟糕。It's really like, you know, giving an extra feeling to that word. I love that.
是什么到底发了什么神经病，非要去跟那个厨师去倾吐那么一遭，同时还要对这桩婚事有所疑虑，对不对，还要有 doubts。
After Bill and Joseph told Emily back in their apartment in London,
哦，他们回到了在伦敦的公寓以后呢，好，比尔和约瑟夫啊，就把这件事情完完整整的啊，包括做梦的事情也都告诉了 Emily.
She got up with a shiver.
她听了这句话以后，简直是颤抖着啊 ，shiver， 浑身颤抖着站了起来，很紧张。
It's all nonsense. Says Joseph suddenly, starting up.
Joseph 这个时候自己呢反而还说胡说八道，这简直就是胡说八道，叫 nonsense.
Yeah, it all doesn't make sense. It's rubbish. It's not true.、嗯、
你可别相信他，都是胡说八道的啊。Starting up, 就是他突然间就开始了，就开始说起来。
True love would run the risk. I ain't afraid.
哟，这个时候他还变成了一个勇敢的小伙儿啊，他说真爱。
Only now.
真爱。是要冒险的，是要 run the risk， 是要冒险的，我不怕。 I ain't afraid. I'm not afraid.
It's too much to ask a girl, says Bill, shaking his head.
对呀、啊、这个比尔，老比尔就说，那你这样要求一个女孩那就太过分了，让女孩跟你一块冒险。老比尔啊就说，这不合适。
I couldn't dream of it, says Emily.
Emily 说，我可不会梦见这种事的。
What's the use of being married for a week?
那这样的话，就结婚一个星期有什么用啊
？Look at Uncle's leg. That's enough for me.
你看看叔叔的腿，我已经受够了。
They all talked at once then, and Joseph tried all he could to persuade Emily.
然后大家现在所有的人都七嘴八舌的就说起来了哈，同时的说啊，你看。怎么办呢？那个说没事就胡说八道，说啊不行，你可不能这样。三个人就争吵起来啊 ，all talk at once， 同时开始在那儿说了。然后 Joseph 呢，这个时候就怎么样啊 ？Tried all he could， 你看，
yeah,
自己
it's his own plan， and now it's suddenly working， and then he's like， oh no， this is working too well，
自己的所思所想变成真的了。哟，这个时候自己又反悔了啊 ！Joseph 就开始各种的 try all he could， 极尽所能啊，就开始劝 Emily 说：“你甭听他的，这都是瞎说的。”
Emily said eventually she wouldn't marry him in a million years.
但是 it was no good. No good 的意思呢，就是完全没有用，完全没办法。Emily 说什么？她说
she wouldn't marry him in a million years. Wow.
一百万年海枯石烂。一百万年她都不会再嫁给他的。In a million years.
To that, Joseph made a choking noise in his throat and then got up.
好，这句话很有意思。Joseph made a choking noise. Choking 是什么样的声音？
Well,Nick actually did really well just now in reading it. He was really like making something that sounded like, like that. As if he was someone squeezing his throat, choking.
就是像你的喉咙里啊，什么东西给你窒息着了，那种，
yeah.
一下说不出话来， 叫 making a choking noise in throat. 为什么呢
he was very 绝望 He's very, like, desperate, very, like, this is hopeless. I will never marry, and this is, like, all failed.
完了这事儿。
Yeah.
这儿已经 totally 砸锅了。Totally 砸锅了。所以他已经发出了一个令人窒息的声音。
He went to the door, turned around, and stared at them one last time.
这个时候他站起身来，走到门口，转过身来，这是三个动作啊。Got up, went to the door, turned around, and stared at them. Stared at them 是凝视着，或者说瞪了一眼谁。
Yeah.
瞪了一眼老比尔和他的侄女儿。
Good night all, he says, and leaves.
大家晚安吧。说完就转身离开了。这个故事。
This story is actually, again, a shorter version of the real story, because in the real story, it goes on, it goes a little bit further. You know, like, in the real story, we also get to know Emily more. Emily, apparently, also really doesn't want to marry Joseph. So they...Joseph and Emily actually, yeah, they have these phases of that they want to marry each other, but they also don't want to marry each other. So they are both like thinking pretty negative about it. And I do believe that if, yeah, you make your own future, right? So like, it's basically like the more you think about something and the more you start believing in something that something will not work or will not be right to do, then yes, of course it won't succeed.
所以这个故事它很有趣的地方就在于到底是梦决定了未来呢、
yeah.
还是你的心念决定了塑造了未来呢自我暗示这种事情心想事成到底是不是真的呢因为我们知道啊这种暗示啊 auto-suggesting 就像心里的影子一样只要有思维存在的地方就会有暗示的存在。
Yeah, so does your future go as you dream it will go, or do you dream according to how you think your future will go? It's two different things, you know? Very...
也许未来的信息就在那个地方，其实你的直觉已经知道了。
Yeah.
但 or 或者是说你的自我暗示悄悄地告诉了未来说，哎，你变成我想要的样子吧。实际上是你自己决定了你的未来哦。
Yeah, so you can also ask yourself if the cook really has as a gift to predict the future, or does he just have a gift for reading people, for analyzing people around him? Because in the longer story, you also read more about the cook, and you see that the cook is actually a very smart man. Mm. He's very manipulative. He's very good at analyzing people and predicting how they will respond and how they will react to certain things he does or says. And then he works with that to get benefit himself.
所以你说这个 cook 是有超能力，真的能预见未来呢？未必，因为这个大家可能不见得都相信，但是很可能这个 cook 他有非常强的分析人心理的能力。
嗯哼，
所以他可以通过自己梦中所见所为，也许他都没梦到是假梦呢，他会告诉你，是吧？你要这样做的话，
Indeed.
你会有什么样的结果
？In any case, dreams give us like a reflection of something, right? They give us a reflection about.Something that happened, something that you think about, but you don't really know that you're thinking about it, or something that bothers you, but you don't realize it's bothering you.
总之我们的梦境是非常复杂的、
yeah.
自我心理暗示也是非常的强大的。所以呢这个故事告诉我们如果你想达成什么愿望的话一定要小心又谨慎。
Yeah, also, and yeah, the power of positive thinking comes、mm-hmm. in too, right? Like if you think,Oh, yeah, this plan of mine is probably going to fail, and then you're going to dream about it, and then it fails.
你所说的话，你的念头很可能会决定你的未来哦。好，留给大家去思考，这就是今天的美文。谢谢大家的收听，谢谢朱迪老师的分享。
Thank you all for listening.
我们下次见。
See you next time. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know.Let it go.
It's funny how some distance